Ireland's political parties are continuing to campaign ahead of a general election on Friday. An opinion poll released today showed that Ireland's main opposition party, Fine Gael, has extended its lead but looks likely to fall short of an overall majority. Friday's election is the first in Europe to be dominated by the debt crisis, and the ruling Fianna Fáil party is expected to suffer heavy losses at the polls. We spoke to David Quinn, a columnist with the Irish Catholic newspaper, about the political climate ahead of the vote.
How much apathy is there out there? How much interest is out there? What's the general state of play in these last lingering days?
There's obviously a certain amount of public anger, but it's not on a scale that we've seen in countries like, let's say, Greece or I think some of the Baltic states, where there was actual rioting and people even got killed. So it's been nothing like on that scale. While there'll be a certain level of anger, there will be alongside that a certain level of resignation about what has happened and what's to come. And while people, are unfortunately mainly voting with their own interests in mind, don't make me bear, my share of the pain. So those two things will be alongside one another, as I say, a certain amount of resignation, a certain amount of buck passing, a certain amount of anger, a certain amount of hope, I suppose, that the new government coming in might be able to make a difference. There's certainly a lot of anger at the outgoing government led by Fianna Fáil. It is in for an absolute hammering in the election. It currently has about maybe 78 seats and is probably going to lose about 50 of them. And this has been the biggest party in Ireland for decades. And so it is a colossal thing to see that party shrink to maybe the third party in the state after the election. And the new government will certainly have Fine Gael in it. It will be the leading party. And it will probably have Labour in coalition with it as the smaller partner. And people, are wondering, will this make a difference? But it can't make a huge difference, because once a country goes into debt and once it has to be bailed out by the likes of the IMF or the EU, your fate is not really in your own hands anymore. Once you're indebted like that, your fate is actually passed over into the hands of your debtors. And that is mainly what has happened here, and people know this.
Whoever makes it into office, the work will only be just beginning, won't it?
Well, I mean, in a sense, they've got to continue the work, ironically, of the last government, because the last government, for all the mess it made, and for all that its policies aimed at getting us out of this mess can be criticised, nonetheless, it began the process of trying to cut the budget deficit, trying to repay the debt, trying to get the economy back into shape. And, really, at most, the incoming government, which should be in power, I mean, as you say, the election is Friday, the new government is due to meet for the first time, I think, on March 9th. It can't do much more than tweak the economic policies of the last government. I must say one last thing, by the way, which is that on the social issues front, abortion has turned out to be an issue. Because if Labour is in the coalition government, Labour wants to legislate for abortion in Ireland. And while this issue hasn't really shown up in the media, it has most certainly shown up on the doorsteps, thanks, for example, to Ireland's main pro-life group, which is the Pro-Life Campaign. And politicians are getting asked questions about this. They're getting asked the questions about abortion, mainly by people who are pro-life. So it has definitely been there as an issue, obviously far behind the economy, but would certainly be in the pack of issues, trailing behind the economy.